This call is being recorded.
Different vibration, you might say, to bring here. And an awareness to help you in your discussion here earlier of your ascension process. And yes, my dear brothers and sisters, it is a process. It is a process that you are all going through. No one here in this room or anyone listening on this phone or anyone that will resonate to these words is not going through this process. You are all going. Please understand that. It is not something that you have to fight for. It is not something you have to work at directly. Not as in the old times when we did it. You do not have to go through some of these things because of the energies that are coming into the planet, have been for a very long time now. And these energies are culminating or coming to a crescendo. And these energies are going to continue to come in and continue to not make it easier. We wish to help you to understand. It is not that it is going to be necessarily easier. It is just that you are being acclimated, as Sananda said recently. You are being acclimated to these energies, and you are moving ahead with these energies. And these energies are bringing you to a higher state of consciousness or assisting you to come to a higher state of consciousness. But that does not mean that you put aside all of the tools that you have to work with and stop doing everything. You cannot sit there on the couch or the chair and expect to ascend. That is not going to happen in that respect. You do have to work at it somewhat, but not in the way you think of in terms of the 3D world. You do not have to get into an out-of-body state and leave your body and go into meditative state for months at a time or anything of this nature. But you do have to work at some things, such as your tendency. You have to let go of your various attachments. You have to work at doing that. You all have somewhat of these attachments. All of you do. No one is bereft of this at this time. Because if you were, you would not be here, even in this group, going through this now. You would already be out and possibly doing what we are doing. So you are each one moving in direction of your ascension in your own way, in your own individual way. And when the time comes or when the frequency reaches what it needs to, you will have the mentors that will come to you. They are already here. They are already working somewhat with you, but not directly so that you can be aware of them at a physical nature yet. But that is coming as you are raising to meet them. They are not coming down to meet you. You are raising to meet them. You are raising to meet us as well. We are not going to come down to you. You are coming to us. And that is the way it needs to be, because you are the ones that are ascending. We have already done this. And we are also, in a sense, though, ascending beyond where we are now. It is all a process of energy and arrest. You may have heard of this before. At times, you are in a process of resting where seemingly nothing is happening. Some of you have been saying that lately, nothing is happening. So that how can they say we're ascending? Nothing is going, nothing is changing. But then there is a process or a point where you come into an energy, and the energy takes over, and then the energy comes in, and this is the DNA downloads and all of these things that you hear of. All of these things are happening almost simultaneously, and all of you are experiencing this in various individual ways. So you are all in this process, in this work, and you are all moving to a certain destination here. A destination, yes, of ascension. You are not going into the clouds or anything of this nature. You are going to stay here on the earth, but you are evolving with the earth. And you are evolving. That is the important thing here. This is an evolutionary process. And you are going to make, at some point, an evolutionary leap as mankind. And when you make that evolutionary leap, there will be no doubt that you have made this leap. We no question. Have I ascended yet? Has it happened yet? There will be no question that you have. Okay, that is our message, my message here at this time, and I am going to release now to one who serves, and they will come and answer your questions along with the Shira. And possibly, if there is a question directed to me, I can also be here as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Yes, I know I sound very much like the Sugat. He is our dear buddy, but we are here now to assist you further in any questions that you have. No message from us at this point. Do you have questions here now for one who serves and the Shira, who is certainly standing by? And yes, Sugat Guru Aru is still here in attendance, has not left the building yet.
I have a question.
Yes.
I want to know about Prince, how he actually left this earth. I wanted to see if I am correct in what my views.
And what is your view?
My view is that I believe he is ascending just as we are. And he had a contract as part of his ascension to disclose certain things, and I think he was taken out. But that's my view.
Ashira, do you want to say first, or do you wish for us?
Go ahead, thank you.
Oh, very good. You are very correct in your view, and all of that you have said. He is in an ascension, yes, as well. He was very advanced in many respects, and was somewhat subdued in this lifetime to keep from moving ahead faster. If you can understand this, he had a mission here and worked at that mission. And when the time came, it was over for this part of it, he left. He is still on a mission, though, just as all of you are on your missions. And as to whether he was, you used the term taken out, we do not like that term, so we will not necessarily use that. But let us just say that he has moved on. Whatever reason it was, other than his contract, we will leave it at that. Do not need to say whether he was taken out, suicided, or anything of this nature, as it does not matter here. You see? Okay?
Thank you.
Are there other questions here?
I have a question. This is Didia, and yesterday it came across to me a message from YouTube in the internet that talk about great disasters that will affect the California, the West Coast, and I was hearing these horrible things that if I were in a different situation, it could have been terrifying. But as I heard them, I said, well, this is not going to affect me or a lot of people. I was so sure, knowing that fear, it wasn't going to affect me or a lot of people. I was so sure about that because we are going to be in a different place. And I was really, really sure about that. But at the same time, I knew that Mother Earth needed it to have those changes. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yes, we know, Shira, you want to go
yes,
for this one.
We will go for this one. Dear one, we actually addressed many of these issues on Wednesday night with the Hollow Earth group. Mother Earth is ascending, and she has to go through a variety of storms and volcanoes and earthquakes and tsunamis. But the galactic brothers and sisters above have been holding the rot of these to be a minor effect upon the planet. So you are very true, and what you say is that you are not expecting to be in the planet when these things happen. That indeed, most of these things that have been set to occur for the planet being assisted by others who are in your background, cheering for you, helping you, working with you, and helping with the planet, so that everything is in the right place. And while there may be an occasional loss of life here and there, it is not in the grand numbers that you have seen in the videos that you have watched. Okay. One who serves.
Yes, and there are many scientists around the world that are continuing to operate in what they consider as the old timeline and still working in that particular concept and understanding that there will still be catastrophes and all of these things. And they are reading certain vibrations that are of the lower vibrations. And this is what this is coming from. They are not operating in an awareness state at higher level vibrations as you are. So for those who move toward the idea of fear mongering and all of this thing, then they will experience more of this than, of course, those of you that have moved beyond this. It is always important now, especially as we are coming to the end, to the crescendo, as Sananda has said, it is important for you to continue to raise your vibrations and remain in the higher vibrations and do not become succumb to the old fear mongering and the old 3D paradigm of fear here and control. It is all about control still. Okay. Are there other
questions?
Thank
you very much.
Yes.
This is Cheryl. I have a question.
Yes.
I've been dreaming about babies for quite some time now, and in the dream they're not mine, but I get to hold them and nurture them. Can you tell me what this means?
Yes. So, Sierra, do you go here or do we?
Go ahead.
Very good. Whenever you have dreams of various other beings in your life, in terms of people or such, it is not so much the people outside of yourself, it is different portions of yourself. And in this case, babies represent what? Birth, newness, coming to a newness. That's all we can say here on this. And it is a birth process that is happening within you as your consciousness is evolving here and changing. So you are coming to a point where there is a shift happening within you. And you know, as we speak about this, what we are saying here. You are going through a shift. Many of you are going through shifts in various ways. And will have dreams such as this or other type dreams, which also indicate this shift. Can be moving from a certain house to another house. Which means movement from one house of consciousness into another house of consciousness, and so on. You are all evolving and moving through this process. So, does this answer your question?
Yes, thanks.
Charlie, I have a question. Can you elaborate a little bit on how we can determine if our consciousness is ready for the third wave? I don't
want to
get left.
I will take this.
Yes.
The original conversation today is that all of you are exactly where you need to be on the path. And all of you in this room, on the phone, or reading these words, are people that have been swept up in that first wave. People have been moving along with that first wave. The second wave moved you along further. That third wave is for those who are still sleeping, moving them along. So you can pat yourself on the back and just know that you are exactly where you need to be, Mary Lou. And everything is exactly as it should be. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, and if you think in terms of, you say that you do not want to be left behind. Is there not a saying with your military, your Marines, no one left behind?
Oh, right.
So certainly this is an important concept. But you also have, we're finding this within the consciousness here of the James, there are movies and television shows called Left Behind, where they are attempting to get that message out to people that they could be left behind, that this is more fear. that what larger fear could one have than to feel like they are being left alone? They are left behind while others are going forward, you see? This is a major fear in the psyche of mankind here. Mm-hmm. And they are attempting, they being the cabal certainly, are attempting to keep the ascension process from happening as much as they can by keeping the people here asleep and not awakened. And so the idea of left behind is in the old paradigm. Let go of this idea. No one is going to be left behind that does not want to be. Okay?
Got it. Thank you.
Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I've been having dreams lately about my ex-husband, and where we're very friendly. And that's not the case normally. And I would like to have a new relationship, but I don't know why suddenly I'm having dreams where we are very much getting along. So that's kind of confusing to me. Can you help?
Yes, you can look at this as two different ways here. You can look at this as looking at your ex-husband as getting along with him, that everything is happening, everything is changing, everything is evolving. You are moving up higher in consciousness. And this would certainly be the case, as both of you would move into these higher vibrations and you would get along. It would be like that, you see. But the other way of looking at this is, with we have already said, is different people within your dream are representative of yourself, other parts of yourself. And this particular one of your ex-husband, what does he represent to you? This is what you need to look at here, what he represents to you as a part of yourself. And this is the need to let go of the old, animosity and anger and resentments and all of these things, and embrace the new, as the one earlier had the baby. Embrace the baby coming, the newborn within you. This is what we would say here. Shira, anything to add here?
No, I would basically just talk about the finding what is in common with the person that you have let go of such a long time ago. Finding what you have in common with that person and building on that for your own sense of wholeness, your own sense of gratitude, so that you can find things to be grateful for in this relationship. It is not necessary for you to try to make this happen in your real quote-unquote world, but utilizing this energy in your dream state will help you to achieve a higher rate of wholeness. Okay?
That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very good. Other questions here?
I have a two-part question. This is Christine. This thing with Prince kind of bothers me. It didn't before, but, you know, Is it just the easy way to look at it is when somebody's contract is up and it's time for them to leave the planet by their own choice before they got here, they're going to leave and it doesn't matter why. Is that what you're saying? Because it kind of just, you know, bothers me that people are taken out or this and that happens or free energy is not allowed to come to a path or whatever. Is that a just all, there's a time and place for everything, it's karma, and then when the time and place is, to let these things happen, that happens. I mean, so you don't go around living a life being afraid all the time. What is a positive way to look at this whole thing?
We would like you to all look at this as a part of orchestration. There is an orchestration larger than you going on here, the larger plan, and all of these things are a part of this great orchestration that is bringing all of this together, all of the various facets that are behind the scenes that you are not aware of yet, and all of these things that we speak of that are coming. And this particular one who has left is a part of this orchestration because it brings notice here. It brings a vibration to this one, actually coming from this one, rather, to those who would be experiencing this. And it is important that you not get, what is your saying here, bogged down by this, held back. Because if you do, then there is a sense of control here that is working. The fear is still there. You're worried about maybe not yourself being a forced part of this, but to others' contracts running out and this kind of thing. And they will. There are many who still yet have contracts that are part of this orchestration. So if you look at it this way, from the larger point of view, then it is all part of the great plan, and it is nothing to be concerned about. Ishira?
We remember when Robin Williams went through this some time ago and brought such an immense feeling of love from the planet for him. And this has been replicated in its own way with Prince in this experiences that have been taking place this week. These people have made differences in the world. They have made differences in their world and the worlds for all. So again, as one who says, sir, one who serves says, look at this from the big picture. You are thinking about an ending of a life and an ending of a career. And in fact, he's just moved on to another dimension. He's moved on and is doing greater work with his next step that he is now into. And the contracts that you have and that each person has upon this planet, it does not matter how you choose to leave. It does not matter, because it is not leaving. It is moving on. And so remembering this will help you to have more of a feeling of comfort and a freedom from the fear, dear one. Okay?
Okay, thank you. I have another question, but I'll wait till see if anybody else has questions.
Yes, Tim had a question. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. A couple of weeks ago, I had a communication from the being who refers to themselves as Metatron about going to Lake Titicaca in Bolivia, Peru. And since then, it seems that there is some orchestration in my life of that journey possibly happening. And a few days later, I seem to also get an inclusion of Machu Picchu included in that journey. And for me, in my life at this time, I would see that this would take some preparation in time, physically, if this were to occur on a physical level. So my question is this symbolic in some way of simply my consciousness expanding, or is this actually a journey to prepare on to undertake on a physical level?
This is actually, as we find it, a journey on two levels here. One is at the what you would consider more of the spiritual consciousness level journey, that you are moving in this direction to experience those types of vibrations at the higher levels. But it is also a potential experience at the physical level as well. As you are moving up in consciousness, then those things which are necessary to bring this about will be brought about. Again, a part of orchestration here. You let go and let things roll out as they would need to, then it is very possible that you will find yourself in physical body there at some not too far off time here. Anything to add here, Ashira?
No, big smile.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
What is your emoji thing here? Yes. Put one at the end there.
Yeah. So much.
Yes. Other questions here?
I have a question. I think I have my mute off now.
Yes.
Are you guys hearing me now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I kept saying something and I realized I was muted. So the word sepulchre, sometimes this dynamic words come through, and once again, it's a word that's not on the internet. It can't be Googled. It's S-U-P-L-I-C-U-R, sepulcher. I know everything's about frequency. That can you give me some insight into what that message is that's wanting me to be more aware?
Sierra?
I will start with this. Sepulcher. So what do you believe about this?
It has a feeling of like scepter, like a person owning their scepter of power or something of that nature. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at this moment.
We always like to check with our students to see what it is that they believe about something.
I didn't have it to this moment when you asked that question.
Okay. Well,
that's what I saw and heard.
Dear one, this is an important word for you as you move forward and you begin to embrace this. And the embracing that you have shared momentarily ago will help you to develop into more and more of that exact being, sepulcher. This is a word of power. This is a word of holding your strength for others to see, holding your strength calmly, holding your strength in quiet, and yet being the lighthouse for those who are looking for light in the dark. This is a word for you as you continue to develop, to help you envelop into that being that you are going to be receiving more and more messages about and know what it is that you are to become. Okay?
So that ties into the message of the three, just to stay in the purity, the clarity, the presence, the love, the wisdom, the power, the balance of that totality of the absoluteness?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Good. Any other questions here?
Well, if somebody else, there's a certain area that I drive through from my place to my mother's, and every time I drive through there, I basically go to different locations in the world, if you will. And the last time I was guided to go to Crete, I'm like in my car driving and all of a sudden I get awareness and I ended up in Crete. Is there some insight to, once again, in all of this, I go to different areas of the world and it was Crete this time. So
let us try to understand this, what you are saying. You are driving in your car, physically driving in your car?
I'm driving in my car, and there's an area called the Columbia Gorge between Washington State and Oregon. It's a very, very high frequency. I've been told it's very Lemurian. I see the Arcturian, you know, ships go through there and the lenticular ships and all of that. It's very high frequency in my reality experience. Sometimes I go to Machu Picchu. Sometimes I go to Lake Titicaca. I ended up in Crete.
Please help us here. What we ask here is when you are diving and you are saying you are winding up in these various places, do you mean physically or do you mean within your mind as a situation?
I'm very aware that there became two of me in that moment, and there's that me that's driving the car, and there's that me that actually dynamically showed up in Crete at the same time.
Now we understand. You are certainly moving through a gateway that is there. And not everyone that goes through this gateway, though, is going to have this experience. Again, it is always for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. So as you are moving through this, you are moving through a deep understanding within you that you have done this many times. And you are doing what is called bilocation. And this bilocation is something that is considered much more advanced, you might say, for you to be in two places at one time. Certainly those of us, the ones who have mastered the physical body, can do this, utilize this. But you are moving to be able to do it as well. This is not only for this one who has asked the question. We always like to move it back to include all here, because you are all going to have these types of experiences as well as you are prepared for them. This is what the mentors will come to assist you in being able to do these types of things, to use these tools. You will be given tools, rather, to be able to work with this, in the idea of crystals and various things that will assist you to have this type of vibrational experiences, we will call it. Okay? Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you. I got more than what you're saying. Thank you.
Very good. Anything else here? Other further questions before we release channel?
I have a question and reminded me what she was saying, and I had said this to the group. I was walking, and our blocks are very, very long here in Utah, and it was on State Street. And I was going to this store, and it was further. I thought it was the first light, but it was further. Well, I could hardly get back because I'm up there in age. And so I stopped off, though, to rest at Subway and got a half a Subway sandwich. Well, when I came out and I looked down the street, and there was that light real far away that I take my turn on to go into my house area. Well, as I was walking, I said, oh, I wished I was at the light. Just like that, I wasn't stopping and saying, now I'm going to wish that I'm at the light, and let me see if I'm going to be there. Well, I was there, and I had kind of put my eyes down or closed my eyes for a split second. I don't know if I did that for sure, but I was at the light, and I couldn't believe it. I looked back to see how far the other light was, and it was really far. Now, what happened there? I didn't feel any space or movement or anything. I was there.
You're finding this within the memory of this one, James, as you spoke of this earlier. But we will turn this over to Ashira if she wishes to address this.
I will take this first, yes. Dear Rita, believing is seeing. And what you said may or may not have seemed as important at the time, but it is something you believed. At a deep level, you believed in the time and the distance being cut. So when you came out of the subway and you said what you said, you were ready to be home. And it happened. It happened. Be happy for this. It shows how powerful that you are and that you do not need to meet the rules of this world. You can make your own pathway, dear. Thank you. One who serves.
All of you remember the movie Wizard of Oz?
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
What the Dorothy is told to do at the end of the movie is to click her heels three times and then she is home.
Yeah.
This was indicative of what we are speaking of. That there is no time and space. There is only the now. And in that now, past, present, and future are all one. And you can, when you have the right understanding and in being in the right vibrations, you can move from one place to another and have no time elapse in that point. And not even sometimes be aware that you have moved until you have moved there. And as you said in that conversation at the other time, next time, wish to be all the way home.
That's what I said, you know. I said, if I'd known that, I would have wished I was home.
Right.
Because it started raining really hard.
No place like home. There's no place like home. Right?
Yeah.
Other questions?
Go home.
Yes. Other questions here? Anything?
I have a question about... I have a question about the plug. When Ashira, you said to somebody one of the last calls about, you know, depends on what you consider a pest, and they were talking about the dogs barking, and it had me start thinking that that would mean what I thought you were maybe implying is that the plug is working with the consciousness of what you want to happen or not happen. And, you know, I've got the plug. It's not working. I talked to Zora about that because I have insects all over the house. But, see, I kind of like them. I just don't like to be overwhelmed by them. I don't kind of like them. I mean, I love everything that's made by God. So, but, you know, he said, you know, I thought maybe it's because my house, I'm pretty sure this is a really, really old house. It's not grounded. So he told me to put a, you know, copper rod and ground the house and do all that. But I still had the thought of, well, you know, is it still going to, you know, I like having the, you know, the ants and everything around. I just don't like to be overwhelmed by them. I don't like them taking over the whole kitchen or coming into my bed. I don't mind seeing one here and one there and them around. Does work with the consciousness of me? Meaning, even if, you know, I get, you know, my house grounded and the plug starts working, that if I like having them here, they're still not going to leave.
Jeffrey is not here to answer this today, but I will take a stab at this.
He doesn't know. I asked him. He doesn't know.
Okay. So the reason we had that discussion was because last week we had conversations around pests in the group here. And pests seem to be whatever was in a person's consciousness. It might be roof rats for some neighborhoods and some people. It may be pigeons for some people. It may be bugs. It may be anything. And again, it has to do with the consciousness of the person who owns the home or lives in the home, put the plug in. So if you can find a happy way to be living with your insects, then that is something that will manifest for you. Give it the time that it needs. We cannot imagine that you are going to have a flurry of ants living in your bed with you. That is not going to occur. However, you may find an occasional one to have a conversation with.
Well, they're pretty... Go ahead.
I was going to say that this is very important because the person who spoke on the phone on Wednesday was talking about living in a small footprint of condominiums and that the dogs were very loud and very noisy. And even though one would not think that they would be affected more than 5 feet out from her particular building, they did seem to have a broader effect. It could have been that the animals' nerves were calmed. And therefore, there was less barking going on. So there are a lot of things that are going to be happening with this plug. A lot of things are going to be occurring with different people's homes. But again, if this is something that you are pleased with in terms of having small amounts of insects in the home to share your space, then bless you.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of them that live in the walls and everything because, you know, there comes a time every once in a while I start having to kill them off, and I hate killing. I've been a vegetarian since I was 13 years old, and, yeah, like, they were coming, you know, they came out, and they were looking for something this morning, you know, right by my bed, usually I'll just, you know, if there's one or two, I'll just, you know, take them somewhere else or, you know, blow them off of my breath, and I looked down, there's a whole trail, and then so I got out the vacuum cleaner and killed them, put lavender oil down, and I hate killing things, and like, you know, I told a friend, well, I just keep telling them to go back to their nest, and she says, well, maybe they don't speak English, and I thought, well, holy shit, maybe they don't, because they don't seem to be listening to me. I mean, I do like having them around, but I do think there's huge amounts of them living in the walls and everything, and I don't mind sharing my space.
We're going to stop you there. It is simple. All you need to do now is create an intention,
yes.
An intention
okay.
of exactly what you wish here.
Yes.
You say many things here. You want them. You don't want them. Get it right. Get it what you want here. Make an intention that you want to be rid of most of this, but the occasional one here and there is no concern. And that intention going out, working then together with the plug and the vibrations with the plug and your consciousness will then create the desired effect here. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Need to move on here and release channel now. We only wish to share one thing here before we release, and that is the coming time here, your next group, your next Sunday group, not Wednesday, but Sunday group, when you are on with the Hollow Earth Network. It is going to be important that there is going to be a specific message that is going to come. James yet does not know this and does not like it when we do this, but here it is anyway. We're telling you ahead of time because it is important for you to create and raise the expectation and the vibration here of changes that are coming. They are happening. They are here now. And they are going to very shortly, as the Shira said, or rather Lady Nada said here not too long ago, that there would be something major happening in the news in 2 weeks here. Mm-hmm. And this is still coming. Do not hold it to 2 weeks necessarily. You know our time frame sense is different than yours, but it is going to have an occurrence here that is going to be shared on Sunday. If all is as it is looking like right now, we always put that caveat in there because of probabilities. And right now, the probabilities look really, really good for something to be announced here. Okay? That is our message. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am the sheriff. It's always a pleasure to meet with this group, and the growth in this group is something that we are very, very pleased with. Not that we are doing it, but that you are sharing, and it moves across the country, with Hollow Earth across the world. All of you are to be commended. All of you need to pat yourself on the back because you are doing great jobs. You are on your ascension path. There's no concern about that. Know about next week. We are very excited, so look for exciting news to come forth. Mm. We're going to keep this short today. We give you our blessings and our love. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.